Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim, Kalman Hay, and we did Simon Hay, which talks about crumbs, and we discussed the question regards to the status of crumbs on Shabbos, that they become muksum. So how do you, what do you do about that? So the question is, how do you take them off the table if they're muksum? And this question really applies not only to crumbs, but it applies to any point where you have food which becomes unusable or inedible. You have chicken bones, you have shells of nuts, shells of oranges, banana peels, any of these type of things, really they become muksa. And then you have the question is, how do you remove them from the table? So Chazal did create a cooler for this purpose, in order that the table and the house should not be left dirty and not the covered Shabbos. They did create a cooler for this. So there was a concept in halacha known as tiltum min atzad. So there is the issur of moving muksa, according to Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah, not like the Chazon Ish, but this is how we paskin. Moving muksa with your body is not aser. Tiltum b'gufa is not aser. Tiltum is referring to using your hands to move something, but there could be direct movement with your hands. Your hands are directly touching it. And then there could be a case where what's called tiltum min atzad, it's indirect movement, but it's using your hands to move it. So if I take a stick and I prod it with a stick, that's tiltum min atzad. If I pick up a plate and there is muksa on it, that's tiltum min atzad. That's not direct tiltum. Tiltum min atzad is somewhere in the middle. Tiltum b'gufa, according to Mishnah Berurah, is mutter. I want to move the muksa, it's mutter. So I have some money which is in the floor, on the floor. I want to move it to the side that I shouldn't lose the money. So I'm moving the muksa for the purpose of protecting the muksa. But if I move it with my feet, it's mutter. I have something fell out of the freezer, which is frozen meat, which is raw. Raw meat is muksa because you can't use it as is. You can't cook it on Shabbos, and you can't use it as is. So I want to use my feet to push it back into the freezer. I can do that, according to Mishnah Berurah. Tiltum directly is also, I can't do directly. Tiltum in atzad, because Chazal said if your purpose of the tiltum in atzad is for the muksa, then it's also. So if I have something on muksa on a plate, and I want to move the plate to in order to get the muksa to a certain place to keep it safe, so that would be also to do. Tiltum min atzad, the tzarech davar hamutter is going to be mutter. Tiltum min atzad, the tzarech davar hamutter is mutter. So now, I want to take the crumbs off the table. So I take a plate, and I put the crumbs onto the plate. So my goal really is, in a certain sense, not really the crumbs, it's to clean the table. Why do I can't put the crumbs on the floor, because like we said over here, you can't put the crumbs on the floor, because then you're going to step in them, and that's a derech bizoyin. So I have to take them to a place where I can throw them out properly. So l'chora, at first glance, simply just wiping them onto the plate and then taking the plate elsewhere should be mutter. However, we added another kinesh. If you put something else on the plate, which is not muksa, and I'm moving the plate, I'm carrying muksa and non-muksa, I could argue that my purpose of carrying it really is the non-muksa. So I'm cleaning up the table, and I have some forks which have to be removed. I put a fork on the plate, and then I put the crumbs onto the plate as well. So I gain that I not just put muks on the plate, which that's not a proper to do, because then you're making the plate unusable because it has muks on it. Well, there's two things there. There's non-muksa and muksa. So the plate is not problematic. That's called bitul kli mechonoi. By putting muksa into something and making that container usher to use because it has muksa in it is in some way downgrading the status of the container, which that you can't do on Shabbos either. So you want to take a bucket and catch dirty rainwater, which is not edible in it, because I have a drip. So that water is muksa, If the water is muksa, so by putting the bucket there, making the bucket muksa also. But the bucket is not really going to be used well with the rest of Shabbos because it has this muksa water in it, which I can't move. But if I put something in the bucket beforehand, of value, which won't become nimas because of the water, so the bucket is doing two functions. It's holding the water and holding this item. So I'm not being mevatel the kli. So again with that point. But then when I'm carrying the plate, I'm also carrying the fork, which is not muksa, to the kitchen, which that's a valid purpose. I'm also carrying the crumbs. See, even if my primary purpose is the crumbs, because I'll remake all, and they said, we look at it as if your purpose is the fork and not the crumbs. So we made a halachic, a fiction, as it were, as if that's not your purpose. So it's tilting me that's out, it's our tavra mutter, and it's going to be mutter. To getting it onto the plate, can you use, so some say, some person can say, you can rely on that moving it with something in between, even though you're moving it with your hands, that's tiltum min atzad, but your main purpose is to clean up the table, that's also called tiltum min atzad. So if I take a napkin, I use the napkin, or I take a knife and I use the knife to scrape those things from the table onto the plate. So this is a machloik, is whether that's acceptable or not. But there definitely are poskim which are make, although that's acceptable as well. Okay, so tomorrow we will go on to Siman Vav. And that's some. Meanwhile, we've touched on the point so far of Biza Oichlim in regards to crumbs. Have a good day.